Blog Talk Radio.
WPR Rebuttal is on the air.
Welcome to WPR Rebuttal. I'm your host, Senator JPO. This is our final show of 2016. And once again, bringing you the news that Wisconsin Public Radio would rather you not hear, and bring you sides of the story that maybe they'd rather you not consider. And today's topic is, will or will not Paula Veltum become the next Secretary of Department of Safety and Professional Services? Now, how in the world did I latch on to that angle? Because really, I mean, there hasn't been much news about Paula other than the occasional article about the closure of an amusement ride, and then perhaps they'll have a quotation from her about the safety standards and about how the rides have to be closed for a certain period for inspections to make sure that they're safe to operate again. And there was another article from a few years ago quoting Veltum as to this one contractor staining the marble floor at the state capitol building. But other than that, Veltum has been fairly obscure. And I remember a few years ago when some publication, I want to say it was the Wisconsin State Journal, but I couldn't find it online. But I recall there was some publication that was saying that at least in 2014, Paul Veltum was the third highest paid state of Wisconsin official. Now, that is no longer the case because I looked at 2015 salary data, and in 2015, Paula only earned $96,819, so almost $97,000. Now, this is comparable to what Michelle B. Beasley earns as budget and policy director within the Department of Safety and Professional Services, but Paula earned that $97,000 between two positions. She began in safety and professional services as the bureau director for safety and buildings, which of course ties into her prior experience supervising amusement park inspections. But then she transferred over to the Department of Administration, and she was administrative manager over in the DOA. So it's just one of those situations where she did not double dip by holding concurrent positions. Paula gave up the DSPS position in order to go into the Department of Administration. But at any rate, where are we going with this? Oh, yes. Okay, the reason why I bring up Paula Veltum again is because her former boss in Department of Safety and Professional Services, Dave Ross, he effectively resigned from that position as secretary because he, you know, this Dave Ross guy is now going to be the secretary of Wisconsin Department of Transportation because Ross is replacing Mark Gottlieb, and Gottlieb had been the WSDOT transportation secretary for about not quite 6 years, but he was going on to his, not quite six years because essentially he began serving in January 2011, so he had already passed the five-year mark. He was going on 6 years, and he just, you know, there's a lot of speculation as to why Gottlieb quit his position as Wisconsin Department of Transportation Secretary, but from the information that's publicly available, one can find a contradiction between Gottlieb's intent of having a better road infrastructure and Governor Walker's intent to rein in cost overruns. So essentially, the governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, refused to raise the tax rate. He refused to raise the fees in order to pay for the better roads that Mark Gottlieb wanted. And Gottlieb had been, he had been pressing the issue for so many years now, and I guess Mark didn't get the message, so Scott had to talk to him privately, and then Mark resigned. Or at least that's the popular narrative. No one really knows what happens. That's between him and Scott Walker and maybe a few other senior executives who might be privy to what happened. But, again, that's just the public information as to competing policy priorities. Now, so Mark Gottlieb is out. Who knows where he'll work next. Don't know if he'll wait tables at Pizza Hut or maybe he'll pack cheese through a temp agency, but in all likelihood, he'll probably run a private consulting company because that's what former government executives tend to do if they cannot get hired back into government at some level. So at any rate, so Dave Ross transferred from Department of Safety Professional Services now, and he is essentially earning the same amount as DOT Secretary, maybe a few thousand more. But according to the data available from 2015, I mean, Gottlieb and Ross were like neck and neck for salary. In fact, I'm just going to compare this one more time here. So if you go to Wisconsin State Journal, and I bookmarked this page, it's a long hash encrypted URL, but if you search on the internet for, I have to put the URL address here. Okay, Wisconsin State Employee Salaries - Wisconsin State Journal. You Google that. Again, the title is Database : Wisconsin State Employee Salaries, and you'll find it as Wisconsin State Journal. Okay, and then you can search by the agency and the salary range. So I'm going in searching for Department of Transportation, and all salaries, they tend to cap out at about under $120,000. Every secretary of every agency earns less than $120,000. Okay, so I'm looking for Mark Gottlieb's salary from 2015, and I have to go to the next page because they return about how many records at a time? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So there are about 20 records per page. Just page through it. Oh, okay. Holy cow. I just found out Mark Gottlieb earned $127,000. Okay, so what I got to say is Dave Ross actually is going to get a raise of about $12,000. So by transferring from ESPS secretary and becoming the WSDOT secretary, Dave Ross will actually earn another $12,000. And not necessarily earn, but he'll receive it. Instead of getting the $115,000 he got in DSPS, he'll get $127,000, presuming that he's paid the same as Gottlieb, which I'll presume will happen because there's really no incentive to cut the salary if they're having our senior executive come in as opposed to a newer person who might not have already been in the government. But because Dave Ross is transferring, he will definitely get the incumbent salary that Gottlieb had. So that's essentially a $12,000 raise for Dave Ross. So hooray, I just found this out live in the air by looking and comparing the salaries via this Wisconsin State Journal database. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, it means someone else can get Dave Ross's $115,000 salary. And because Paul Veltum is already a government employee, she could get that $115,000 salary without having to step down at all, because that's the general rule of thumb, is that if you're a government salaried employee, if you get another job held by an incumbent who transferred elsewhere, then you can get his or her former salary without taking a reduction in pay. So that would seem logical because Dave Ross was actually Paul Veltum's former boss before Veltum moved to DOA. And what did Paul Veltum do in DSPS? Well, it turns out that she had been the Technical Services Bureau Director, as well as involved in building inspections. So it's one of those things where she had a cross-section of experience within DSPS and is well-equipped to be its overall Bureau Director. The big question is, though, what had motivated Veltum to go and transfer into the DOA And are those influences and factors still present such that she would not want to take a position in DSPS, even if it meant getting a raise of almost, I want to say $18,000? Yeah, so if Paula were to go and transfer from her current $97,000 DOA director position, and she were to become DSPS secretary, then that would be a raise of $18,000 because she'd be earning $115,000, keeping in mind that former DSPS secretary Dave Ross, upon transferring into Gottlieb's old position as transportation secretary, now Dave Ross is earning $127,000, so he gets a $12,000 raise as well. Raises for everyone. Hurrah. Well, okay, and DSPS is what I call it, but according to Paul herself, it's pronounced DSPS. I guess it's common for DSPS people and even those who are fellow government bureaucrats in other agencies to pronounce it DSPS, but it sounds somewhat vulgar, but I usually say DSPS. Not to be mistaken with the PlayStation Portable or with the Nintendo 3DS. So many acronyms with either a PS or a DS in it. Okay, DSW, discount shoe warehouse, is another one, just to get through all the puns on the show here. Okay, well, I pretty much covered a basis. Again, like, there's a new website, too, about news and rumors for Paula Veltham. You can visit it. It's paulaveltham.com. And again, it's not an official website of Paula Veltham. It's just a fan site. But again, you can get the latest news and rumors about Paula Ray Veltham at namesake website, paulaveltham.com. Okay, and is there anything else to cover? Well, we don't have any call-ins right now. Okay, so for a new year, our call number, once again, will be 929-477-3965 if you want to respond to what's been discussed in this episode, or if you want to suggest topics for upcoming episodes. But again, this has been Wisconsin Public Radio Rebuttal, not to be mistaken with WPR itself, but we are WPR Rebuttal, independent of Wisconsin Public Radio, independent of the Board of Regents, independent of Wisconsin DSPS, independent of the Department of Administration, independent of the Department of Transportation, brought to you as a one-man show, totally live, uncensored, intriguing, and investigating. WPR Rebuttal has brought you a swell 2016, and it'll bring you an even better 2017. Senator JPO signing off.